Hi, this is Randy Pizer. I'm the CEO of AuthorOneStop.com. And today my guest is Marjorie Salson, and her website is Vibrant Vocal Power. And the reason that I wanted to have you meet Marjorie is because she is the ultimate pro when it comes to confidence and speaking. And if you have a fear of speaking, this is the woman you need to know about. So welcome, Marjorie.
Thank you. Thank you. It's funny because on the list of fears, public speaking is number one. And Jerry Seinfeld has this very funny video where he points out that people are more afraid of it than death. And that means that at a funeral, most people would rather be the body in the box than the person delivering the eulogy.
So tell us, I mean, give us some strategies, because I think that, and tell me if this is correct. I mean, if you have a fear of speaking, that's going to impede everything you do, your business, your connections.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, everybody says if you want to do business with people, they have to know, like, and trust you. And how do they get to know you? I mean, it's communicating with you. And by the way, Randy, I know people think public speaking and they think giving a speech. I think it's any time you talk to somebody other than yourself. So you need to be able to talk online as we're doing. You need to talk on the phone, in person, all these places. And the truth is that if you cannot communicate your value in a way that's engaging, how can you build a business? How can you serve the people you want to serve? How can you make the impact that you want to make in the world?
Right, right. Can you give us some quick tips?
Okay, first of all, maybe because I'm a writer and a former magazine editor, but I feel the foundational piece of confidence is knowing your message. What you want to say, not feeling like you're getting caught flat-footed. So having a really clear concept of what you want to share. And I don't believe in memorizing an elevator pitch so it sounds like a robocall. And I do training on that, by the way. But knowing what you want to say. The other thing to remember is that when we feel and think we're afraid, we're feeling it in our body. We're feeling a feeling in our body, but in our prefrontal cortex, we decide what that feeling means. But if we're feeling all this energy flowing around, all this nervous energy, we can either think that it's fear, or the other side of that coin is we can decide it's excitement. We're really excited to share the value of what we have to offer. We're really excited to share with people things that we feel will be of value to them. And also because you feel it in your body, you can use your body to calm yourself down. And the easiest way to do that is breathing deeply. Because when you get nervous, you know, you start to breathe shallowly.
So not only do you breathe shallowly, but you go into brain freeze and you can't even be clear on what you want to say.
Right. Well, there's two pieces of that. Getting clear on what you want to say is knowing it so well that even when you're feeling nervous, it just comes right out. My singing teacher, who's a former opera singer, told me something amazing. I mean, think about how these people train. And she said that opera singers don't feel that they have a role in their voice, that's the term she used, in their voice, until they've sung it at least 60 times. So the whole thing with your message is you've got to remember that old joke about the guy who goes up to the cop in New York and says, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? And the cop answers, practice, practice, practice. When you've shared what you want to share with people, you know, off the cuff, and you've repeated it so many times, walking back and forth around your house, driving somewhere, saying it so many times, it just flows right out of you. And the deep breathing gives your body a message. You're safe. You're not going to be breathing deeply when you're running away from a tiger, right?
Right.
And by the way, the reason you feel unsafe is not because it's physical. Nobody's afraid that a bolt of lightning is going to come out of the roof and get you in the head. We feel emotionally unsafe, Randy. Somebody could criticize us. That's a stupid idea. Somebody could reject us. No, no way. I don't want that. Or we simply feel maybe we'll fail, we'll fall flat on our face. And so those are the things that, you know, that keep us from sharing, because we're afraid. The fear is all an emotional fear. So when you really know you have a message that's of value and you've practiced it enough, and the whole key, by the way, if you're going to memorize anything, memorize that very first sentence. Know, there's a tremendous security knowing what's the first sentence going to come out of your mouth, and then the rest will flow.
You know, that's a really wonderful tip, you know, because everybody can get their first sentence down. You know,
yeah.
I really believe that.
Yeah, and you don't want to memorize the whole thing, because then, as I say, you sound like a robocall.
Right. You know, I've done a lot of speaking. I've probably done over 300 speaking engagements.
Wow.
But I remember when I first started, when I wrote my first book, Crappy to Happy, and how scary that was. But I found something that nobody's ever mentioned before that really works for me. And it's one of the things that I share with people, which is whenever you're speaking to people, like right now we're in virtual settings mainly, but whether it's in virtual or person, look for the kind eyes. There's always somebody, it's not even somebody you know, but there's somebody who's listening to you somewhere where they're you could just see they're rooting for you. Look for the smile, look for the kind eyes.
Yeah.
And focus on the people who are supporting you, because once you feel censored, because you mentioned that sense of, you know, feeling rejected, then all of a sudden people start self-censoring. And also they're rejecting themselves and their own message. And, you know, they're going into doubt.
Right. And then they don't use their full vocal expression. One of the things I work on with people is not sounding like a boring monotone lecture we had in the worst class we ever had in college or something.
Snore. I hear you. Talk a little bit about that, about verbal presence. What is
that? Yeah, well, it's interesting because I studied to be a voice actor. And, you know, those are the people who voice cartoons and commercials and tell you in the airport to watch your luggage.
Uh-huh.
And there's all kinds of ways that you can vary the sound of your voice. And a couple of the easiest ways are, first of all, to vary the speed in which you're talking. Pauses are incredibly powerful. And when you've shared something that's really valuable, pause. Give the audience time to let it sink in. And if you ask a question, pause. Give them time to think about the answer. Even if you're not asking people to run up to a microphone and share an answer. And by the way, if you're ever in a speech place where you're doing that, always plant somebody to come up and ask the first question, because that's the hardest thing to do when you're giving a speech in person. Randy, I'm sure you've experienced this, is getting that first person to come up to the microphone and ask a question. After that, everybody does it. But if you are in that kind of situation, if we're ever again in that kind of situation, plant a friend. And I will tell you, frankly, that I have been in situations where I didn't even know the speaker and they were asking for questions and nobody was standing up. And I was walking toward the microphone, Randy, wondering, what can I ask this person? Because I felt I had to rescue a fellow speaker.
Oh, that's great.
The other thing is that when you are sharing something of value, you focus on the value you're offering. You're offering a gift. Oh, and I promised a second vocal variety thing. Keep in mind that there are some ideas that are really important and some words that really are important. And so when you change the stress that you put on a word, when it's not all the same value on the same level and the same tone at the same speed, when you stop. Now, I want you to pay attention the next time you are listening to a comedian, by the way. a comedian always stops before the punchline. Pausing like that, stop, that creates drama. That creates interest when you pause like that, especially if you kind of raise your voice. And then people are waiting. What's the answer? What's he going to say? What's the punchline? When you can do that, when you using emphasis and pausing creates drama in what you're sharing. And when you create drama, people's ears perk up. Haven't you found that to be so?
Yes, I'll give you the example of how I use this, because this I totally, totally agree with you on this, because when I'm speaking, I often say, there's, and listen for the pause, there's the book you want to write, and the book a publisher will buy. So there was the pause between will and buy, because what do people want? When I'm working with people and I'm helping them get, you know, book deals, they want their book to be sold to a publisher. So I always pause before the word buy, because that's the emphasis and that's part of their dream.
Well, I just love the way you said the word buy.
Yes.
It wasn't just the pause before the word. It was the emphasis and the intonation that really got that word across.
Then there's another thing I learned with that sentence when I was speaking with a woman who teaches neurolinguistic programming, NLP. And so she told me to do my hands differently. So there's the book you write and the book a publisher will buy. So the hand on with the emphasis is higher.
Absolutely.
It's just a subtle difference that she taught me.
Well, that's true. And one of the things that is true on the virtual reality is that you really need to use at least 10% more energy to get, you know, your point across. It's not like a conversation, you know, where you're sitting, you know, you're out for coffee and meeting somebody. You really need to use a lot of energy. Don't you find that to be true?
I think that's, you know, that's very, very true. And, you know, put a smile on your face. And I want to give listeners contact information for Marjorie Salson. You can reach her at vibrantvocalpower.com. That's vibrantvocalpower.com. And if you need to reach me, if you're working on a book project, authoronestop.com. Thank you very much, Marjorie Salson, for being my guest today.
Yes, and I just wanted to share with your listeners that if they'd like a complimentary ebook on communicating with confidence, they can either get the link on my website, which you generously shared, or you can go to overcomeyourspeakingfears.com.
Thank you so much.